Excellent.
We're back. Back with thoughts, feelings, emotions.
Important hauls.
Important, I guess, reviews and ruminations on something that's seasonal, stressful, and sometimes can tear families apart. It certainly has torn mine apart at times.
I've never done one of these in my life, so.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Christmas photos.
Christmas cards, Christmas photos, and we're using the touchstone of all Christmas photos, Christmas cards. Emphasis on the Chris.
Good one.
Kardashian.
Yes.
Christmas cards.
The Kardashian-Jenner Christmas card empire.
The Kar-Jenner universe.
The Kar-Jenner clan has been Christmas carding since the dawn of time. And there's many of them involved. And we wanted to go through each card that's happened through the years that we've seen and just kind of talk about the aesthetic, do like a light haul of them.
Right.
And I think I can share some of my Christmas card journeys as well, because my family, we would do one.
Can't wait.
Every single year.
I can't wait with a K.
Mm-hmm.
This is all on public record. You guys can follow along if you so please. We're going off of a cosmopolitan.com article. You know, they're deep journalistic stuff happening over there.
New York Times,
nope.
Old news,
Cosmo.
Cosmopolitan.com.
I think Cosmo might have been one of the first to put Kim on their cover.
That makes sense.
If I do know, little known about me, I'm a deep, deep anthropologist of the Kardashian world. I've been watching the show since the beginning. Mm-hmm. I've gone back and revisited watching it numerous times. One of my darkest / favorite corners of the internet is the Keeping Up with the Kardashians Reddit thread.
Ooh, I'll bet there's some good stuff in there.
It is a twisted journey every time I find myself there. It'll be like, here's a bunch of pictures of Kylie wearing silver. And it's like a 20 image scroll. And then it's like the effects that they've had on society with their setting the beauty norms is killing us. And then it's like a deep think piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I don't know, something about like Stassi baby. It's just like all over the map and it serves me.
I think maybe one of the best things to be in the world is a BFF of that
friend
family,
of.
A friend of, because you're going to get your own huge following simply by being in the universe.
By proxy.
You're not going to be front and center. Like, I guess you could potentially milk that and be more front and center if you wanted to, but you'll get a lot of attention, probably a lot of money. You get included in like Skims campaigns. You get to go to every poosh party.
You get on that Kim Air, which
you get to fly on Kim Air or Kylie Air, which is huge.
Major.
And you probably make a lot of money off of your Instagram following.
Well, it's so interesting that you say that because it all started as Kim being an FOP, a friend of Paris. So it's almost as if like the dominoes just continue to...
They stack up.
They stack up. Should we take the thingy off of Midas? Because he's clinking.
Yeah, we could de-clink him.
This is a Midas first for us.
Two dogs in the house, Tony and Midas.
Midas's first time in the two niche circle. Hold on. Come here, buddy.
Midas is learning the ins and outs of potting. There we go.
Now you can live your life. Shake it out, kid. Before we continue, I do need to say one more thing
mm-hmm.
that I know you do this as well on occasion. We live in Los Angeles. We're in our 30s. We microdose. Mm-hmm. So it's like part of it now.
And plant medicine, the healing powers of mushrooms.
We love it. So I did a yoga class at Y7 this morning, super early. Nice. I do say so. And then
what
I was
time?
Like, it was 9. It wasn't super early.
I was like, no. Wow, she's up and at 'em at 7 a.m. I'm just up, killing I'm it.
Just trying my best.
That's and early for a Saturday.
For a Saturday, it's early. And came home hydrated. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be a microdose Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
These mushrooms are hitting me in a way that I am seeing full-blown visuals right now. And I am just trying to roll with it. But I just feel the need to just off the bat.
Full transparency is great. Elizabeth is tripping balls. But I like it.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
It's going to bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the two niche table.
Yeah.
And I want to know what you're seeing. Okay. And the vibe. You're going to have a very special vibe read on all these Christmas cards. You'll see beyond because you'll be in another dimension.
Yeah. I'm seeing the truth here. Hey, yeah. Midas. But yeah, so I just felt the need before we go any further on any Kardashian discussions that I just need to like show my cards. And so as I was saying, major fan, love them, watch them, comfort show. I feel like you don't really, in the sup universe, you don't really talk too much Kardashian.
I have been following the Kardashians since they came on the scene. Like yeah. When Kim was spotted with Paris for those first few times.
The silver Louis Vuitton,
I'll never forget. Icons. Their trip to Australia, I was like, who is this girl? Like, I'm in. And I watched the show on and off when it was on E! A lot because I didn't like the, like, cheesy subplots that would happen or, like, the silly, like, pranks or, like, that kind of stuff to me, that's not my favorite flavor of reality television. Right. But what they're doing on Hulu right now is some of the best reality work I've ever seen. It's like journalistic, cinematic. The production value is so high. So many drone shots, so many tracking body cam shots. Great. It's like deserves awards.
Recently, I was like, you know what? I'm done with their entire persona, their entire vibe, this whole grift, I've had it up to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tuned into season 2 of The Kardashians on Hulu and I was like, I love them again. I don't know what else. I keep up. It's in me and I,
And they make me, I mean, I will say I'm obsessed with Kim's plastic surgery. I think every day about what she had or didn't have done. And like the most recent interviews she gave to Allure where she was like, I only have like a little bit of Botox between my eyes and no filler. I think about that constantly. And I'm like, she's a genius for trolling in this way because clearly like she's kind of talking around the real thing, which is like,
because you had a facelift, so you don't need fillers anymore, my
girl.
Yeah,
you're like, the technicalities at play are both frustrating.
You know why? Because my girl is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I think they do a good job, and I just love the glam and the opulent lifestyle.
Yes.
And the Mediterranean houses,
it's
sprawling
just
yards.
Calabasas. I pay attention to the criticisms that come with the effect that they've had on beauty culture and society, and that they're promoting just the face value of things in a way that is so gross and like truly leading to the rot of our society. I believe that deeply and I see that deeply.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's like from where their standpoint is, it's like not that deep and they're just like living their lives.
They're making money,
everyone's
creating
keeping up
generational wealth.
Yeah.
And I see both sides.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate them from a standpoint of, yes, they had a head start by coming from a wealthy family, but they've built like billionaire level wealth, a family of mostly women who have done this, who are now empresses or American royalty in a way. And I think that that's admirable in some ways.
If anything, it's fascinating.
And they've said, we understand the system that we're playing into. Here's how we're going to use it to our advantage.
That's right.
And that's kind of capitalism.
With a K.
So how much can you really, like, they are not the ones at fault. The system ultimately is the thing at fault.
Yeah, they've just played it like they've a fucking it. Fiddle.
And to play it is to go all in, not care about the consequences, but just care with a capital K about the money that's in your bank account and your own net worth at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's how we were introduced to Kim. It was dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. Dollar signs. The sex tape discourse is really interesting to me.
That's what I was alluding to.
The way that they like control the narrative, control the capital K.
They just keep them coming.
Also fascinating because they are a family that has built such strong relationships with the media outlets or other people who serve them. That's also like, that's from a business standpoint, also really admirable. Cause I do think that they have like photographers. I think they have an absolute relationship with the Daily Mail.
Their hustle they get up their asses and work.
They do. And when Kim said that, like, I know it was controversial, but I also was like, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yep.
And I have even chills just thinking about it. But as a business owner myself and someone that's like built my own business from the ground up so far to the mid-level success that it is currently, it all is get off your ass and work. When you're the head and owner of a business and you deal with like hiring people or taking on contract employees and like interviewing people and getting like a team together, you really start to realize, like, you notice people's work ethics or lack thereof. And that can be deeply frustrating.
And I think that Chris's work ethic is
admirable.
I mean, this woman was out there selling candles,
had a workout tape at one point.
Like, she's
making music
been
videos.
In the game.
And I think it's like she wanted to be a star. It's clear that she wanted to be a star too, but it didn't work out for her. It wasn't like primed and timed.
Yeah.
Culture wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But what she's been able to do for her daughters, and then that also benefits her, and seemingly in like a healthy way where everyone, I'm not including like the men in the situation, but the women in the situation seem to have a healthy relationship with Kris Jenner. That's like both mom and manager, and everyone's kind of winning.
Momager. TM.
And she does take care of Rob to some extent. She gave him that house, her old house to live in, I guess.
He was like collateral damage with a K.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but I'm in a rewatch at the moment. I think I'm on season 6. Sometimes I just like to rewatch the Kardashians just to like realize that anything is possible in the world.
Yeah.
It activates my ability to like dream bigger. Because when you're watching these first 5, 6, 7 seasons, they're doing basically trying to like do a Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Blended family, father knows best, the whole thing. And then.
And upper middle class.
Yep. And then basically, like, I want to say it changed when Khloé got with Lamar.
True.
That was actually in my investigative research when things really turned a corner. It was the first time they did like the wedding special. They got Vera Wing in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
It was suddenly like he was a very popular Laker. And it was like, okay, now we're marrying up.
Yeah.
Look at us.
That was like the jetpack booster that then, had they had spinoffs before Khloé?
Yes.
There was Courtney and Khloé, yep. Right? But then Khloé and Lamar, they got their wedding special.
And then it started to be like, if
we are with celebrities, we can go places.
Yep. Truthfully, I loved them because they weren't. And I think this is why they like grabbed the hearts of so many when they first came out on the scene, is because they weren't these like tall, skinny, bobblehead, white girls with blonde hair. And it was like a breath of fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exciting, actually, to see just someone in the zeitgeist who just didn't look like a fucking Rachel Zoe clone. Sorry.
Totally. No, don't. No apologies necessary.
I will say that. Okay, so my first, and then we're going to get into the cards.
The meat of the
reading
app.
The cards.
Mm-hmm.
My first job in Los Angeles was, I was an intern in a PR company that did the gifting suites at the award shows. So it would be like MTV Video Music Awards, Emmys, Golden Globes, Sundance, like did all of it. Okay. So this was after the first season of The Kardashians was out. Me coming from Michigan State University, I like clearly was like keeping up already. I had my faves. I knew what was up. I'm working and people were like, and you have to walk the talent around to these gifting suites and basically hold their shit while like hold the free stuff that they get. You guys, this is before Instagram. This was really the only way or one of the few ways that one could get product on celebrities and get a photograph with it. So it was actually like a lucrative business concept at the time.
They would take you into these suites or take the celeb. They get to stop at every table, pick out whatever they want, and then they have to take a picture with it in the suite.
Right. And there were oftentimes, if they paid the premium, if the brand paid the premium, there'd be like a step and repeat with the brand, like a singular step and repeat that had the brand logo sort of repeat all over it. And then they'd pose in front of the step and repeat with, that was logoed, and then like move on to the next. So my job was to carry the stuff and also be like to the brand, like, hey, this is Khloe, Scott, and Courtney. They're on Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E. Like, I would always have to sort of facilitate the introduction. So I spent time with them on multiple occasions. They came to a lot of the
events. Wow, early days.
Early days. And they couldn't have been nicer. They were delightful. They were super down to earth. I loved Khloe. She was like, you have to go to my hair person, Tracy Cunningham, shout out. You know, like it was just, it was before anybody cared.
Can I say this too?
Yeah.
Is that anytime I've ever heard someone talk about interacting with Khloe Kardashian, they're always like, she was the nicest, coolest, like sweetest person alive. I've never once heard anyone be like, she's a bitch.
No, she was delightful. Scott was exactly how you think he would be.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, exactly how you think he would be. Scott was kind of hitting on me. He told me that like Courtney and I had the same body, except for, this is so gross, except for Courtney has fake boobs and I don't. And I was like, but I was.
Side note.
Yeah.
Do you think he's been now phased out of the show? Because I'm realizing he wasn't in like the last two episodes.
I think they are doing a pity hire so he can still be on the payroll. But like,
he gets to be in like a couple episodes a season
so
as like a side thing.
Because
he needs it.
Chris is looking out for her kids, her grandkids' father.
She'll cut you in.
Is the vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's doing
God
him
love
a
her.
Solid.
God love her.
I mean, he is the quintessential. I mean, he's dating someone his age now, but the...
Oh,
dating
yeah.
the younger girl thing. I
Insane.
Just am so sensitive to that in having moved to Los Angeles 15 years ago. And there are so many men who I would date or my friends would date. And they're still dating the same age. I mean, it is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is the poster child for that or has been for so long that I'm just like, ew.
Yeah, it's gross. What was I going to say? Chris needs to get into podcasts. And
yeah.
I think I'm like thinking ahead. She should take on Too Niche.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chris, let's talk
great.
Podcasting
let's
world.
Let's get involved.
Yeah.
Let's do it, doll.
Because Kim has that true crime one.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, that I don't think is what the people want to hear.
No. Okay. Since it is the holiday season, guys, follow la la la.
And it's time. The time is now to
you
be doing your Christmas
order.
Card. Yeah. Like I'm already realizing like I'm late to the game. I've wanted to do one for years, but I just never get my shit together. And I think when you have a pet, it's important
sense.
To like do a Christmas card. And I love getting Christmas cards of photos of people.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the best.
It's the best.
I love it. It brings so much joy.
I never throw them away.
Oh, I do. I'm like, thank you so much.
Well, I mean, they'll end up in like a box somewhere in a storage thing. Okay. But I like, or like if it's my friend's kids, like they end up on my like office cork board.
So I never used to. Okay. There's a deep hang up here, but there was very few Jews where I grew up, and we weren't allowed to have any Christmas decorations outside. So it was like all the houses were just lit up like Christmas,
and
literally.
Then
and then it was just dark house. So it really was sad.
Not even a blue Hanukkah light?
No.
Wow.
Because it was just feeding into the capitalism that was Christmas. Damn. And my dad was very against,
very anti,
still to this day. And now that I see his point of view, I respect it that he did not budge.
I do too. And I have to say, I have never, since living alone, ever decorated for Christmas. My apartment never got a Christmas tree.
Oh, I am horny for decor.
Really?
I love it.
Maybe if someone sent me a wreath, I'd put it up, but like,
do it, guys. Send this woman a wreath.
I guess I need like a beautiful wreath. But this is the first year that I'm like, maybe I'll get a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
this year.
You should.
We'll see.
So the one piece of decor thing my mom would do is on the mantle, you take a string and then you tape all of the different Christmas cards that we got from people.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into like a wreath, basically. So that was literally all we had, was a shrine to other people's acknowledgement of the holiday.
And then you would just sit and wish one day. I wish we could get one string of Christmas lights or a mini tree.
Basically.
Just one little thing. That would be hard.
It was rough, but it made me who I am. It made me stronger.
I love everything about being Jewish, except the one thing of being deprived, the like Christmas decor as a child. Yeah. I think that would be very difficult.
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was hard. Hard upbringing.
But do you get 8 days of presents at Hanukkah?
No. Let's say you're getting the amazing ones the first night, and it's a bike or something really.
It's the big kahuna.
You're going to razzle dazzle them with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be, and I'm not complaining, of course, like I was, but it would be like the next day, it's like, here's a locker mirror. And then it goes down from there.
It's like, here's a pencil box. You're
exactly.
getting like school. You're just now getting school supplies under the guise of like, this is the holiday gifting. That's a scam. That's a huge scam.
Hanukkah, guys.
Slim pickings.
It's Kris Jenner levels of a grift.
Because I thought for sure, I was like, because I obviously don't know, but I was like, oh, maybe you get 8 days where there's like Christmas level presents every day for 8 days, which could make up for the lack of tree and big Christmas Eve, Christmas Day thing.
Bless if that was somebody's experience. That was not mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah. But is it typically like not a huge gifts every day?
I can only speak for my own experience. Mm-hmm. And it was a trickle down effect.
Interesting. Okay. I want to know from our Jewish listeners.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
what
very
was the
curious.
Gifting like, did you experience something similar
we
to Elizabeth?
We also weren't consistently lighting the candles. Like, we would for sure skip a day.
Bad Jews.
Naughty. Not nice. So tell me about your Christmas card experience.
Our Christmas card experience, so I'm the oldest of four siblings. So we had a brood for a while.
Wow.
And it was, the Christmas card started, I think, after all four of us had been born. So I was probably about five. No, I'm now remembering that there are ones when I was a baby, like with my parents and stuff. It would always happen in a portrait studio. You know, like the portrait studios that are specifically for family portraits?
Yeah. And that they had the options for the styrofoam cutouts.
Yeah, they have options. Like a lot of time. Like it started, I think, as more just like a portrait with not a lot of decor. We'd probably be wearing like a Christmas sweater. I'd have a Christmas outfit. My mom would be in like a more formal like church outfit. My dad would be in a suit and tie. And then it evolved into like I would every year get like a Christmas dress that I would probably wear to church or like on Christmas Eve, or a Christmas dress that was specifically for the Christmas photo, and have my hair like curled or crimped or something. And it was a to-do. And then as it grew, as the family grew, the props in the portrait studio also, I think there was a sleigh at one point that we all piled sleigh. In. Yeah. And like we would be positioned in certain ways. And then when my parents got divorced, it became Christmas photos of just the four kids. And that's also where they started to get like really harrowing. And there was like fighting between us. And then it was fraught, let's just say.
Wow.
And then there was one Christmas photo where I was a terrorist to the rest of my siblings and family at large. And Old Navy had just really hit the ground in Oklahoma City. And those fleeces, those fleece vests had such a grip on the community. And I thought, wouldn't it be incredible for a Christmas photo if we all got a different colored neon fleece and we wore it? And then everyone got the fleeces. We arrived at the photo studio, and I don't know why I was such a bitch about this, but as soon as we were all about to be in the fleeces, I was like, you all look stupid. Everyone here looks like white trash, and I'm not wearing this fleece. And then like fully turned the tables, and it caused drama. And I just like, you know, I lashed out.
You're basically the Kim K.
I know. And I feel really bad about that. And I get reminded about that a lot from my family.
Did you guys end up wearing the fleece vests?
I don't think we wore them.
Iconic.
I need to now revisit all the photos, because it would have been. I think I had a pink fleece vest.
Old Navy performance fleece was everything.
There was nothing better.
They should just bring that back.
They really should. I also remember
marketing
where
idea,
I was.
Guys.
I know, free ideas. I remember the first time I saw someone wearing like an Old Navy branded sweatshirt. It changed my life. I was like, I'd never seen a logo like that before. I just thought, wow, this is the coolest girl
from
in
the minds
school.
Of the Gap.
Yeah,
come.
Just wearing a navy blue pullover sweatshirt, crew neck that just said Old Navy kind of in weathered font. And I was like,
it's all the rage again. Yeah. It's all the rage again. People are like, vintage Old Navy.
Mm-hmm. The Brandy Melville like oversized sweatshirt aesthetic is very Old Navy.
We did it first.
I know. I'm still in the grips of an Old Navy. It takes everything I have not to buy like an Anina Bing hoodie with that says Anina Bing on it. Like I'm fighting every day
as
a battle.
I want you to fight that.
I'm trying so hard. I'm not going to say it won't ever happen, because sometimes in the dead of night I'm weak. But like so far I've managed to not buy that hoodie.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I think that's a choice move.
Yeah. I know it's the best thing for me. So on this Cosmo article, they're going from through every single
folks.
Every single Christmas card that they could find starting in 1987.
Cosmo is doing the work.
They did. And they got off their asses and put together this article. Congrats to them.
Okay, so we start in 1987. It is a tartan festivity vibe where we have Courtney, Kim, and baby Chloe.
So cute. Very simple. Just like a photo of
innocent.
Them. Was this a Christmas card or just a Christmas photo?
I don't know. If it was a card, I'd love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great, but
can't go wrong with just like a casual kind of festive photo of the kids that you send out.
Of the three, the power three. Then we move on to 1991, where we're getting blended family realness. We've got a Santa. We've got Chris. And Caitlin and the whole gang is here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see a Brody? I don't know if I see a Brody. It looks like...
Is Brody the one who looks to be like screaming
in
into Courtney's ear? And then Brandon is the one on the bottom right?
I don't know. I think it could be... Oh, there's... Oh, yeah, there's the bottom right. I do see that
they're the kid with the mullet. Yeah. There's a kid with an incredible mullet.
So I have a funny Brody Jenner story.
Okay, tell.
By the way, mm-hmm. that actually this will appeal to the SUP fans in all of us, is when I first moved to LA, I had a friend, her name is Danny Michelle, who's actually now Courtney's
Oh my God.
Stylist.
I have chills.
And
I love Danny Michelle so much.
We went out with Stassi, because Danny and Stassi were friends back then. She was like, let's go hang out with my friend Stassi.
Stassi Schroeder?
Yep.
Wow.
Stassi had red hair at the time.
Wow.
And we went to like Katsuya or something obnoxious in Hollywood.
Oh my God.
And then we went to like Ledoux. I'm not even kidding. And we were at Brody Jenner's table.
This is Hills era.
Hills era.
Oh my God.
And Stassi and Brody were hanging out.
Stassi has really been that bitch, like, from the beginning.
Yeah. She doesn't get the prop. Like, she's been here.
Yeah.
She was
meant to be the reality vixen that she became.
Absolutely. It was written in the stars.
It was. Wow.
I know.
What a time.
It was a time. It was a time.
That is a time.
Let me tell you. But I just had a flash to that.
I'm starstruck.
That felt interesting.
If I had a time machine, I would time travel back to that era just to be able to like go out and be in the mix.
Yeah, I was definitely like looked over. Like no one made eye contact with me.
Wow.
I was literally a fly on the wall. Literally nobody cared if I was there and I was just like watching.
Wow.
Yeah.
Major.
Major.
So in the 1991 Christmas card, everyone's dressed in a white outfit. It's menswear inspired, and everyone has a different kind of plaid tartan tie.
Tartan making its mark. And they're giving blended family. It's kooky.
Mm-hmm. It's kooky. I don't know why they're kind of shouting.
They're
all on a bit of different pages. Chris is lusting after Santa.
Of course.
Caitlin and Rob are hugging. It's really cute. Some people are yelling into other people's ears. Some people are rolling their eyes. But it's really cute.
It's very cute. It's like I'd watch this movie for sure. And then the girls are growing up a little. We're in 1995 now.
Shocking how much older everyone is and how much everyone matured in just a matter of 4 years.
Yeah, the girls are in their preteen era or teen era. Oh my God, Kim is going to hate this photo because this one has not been
scrubbed. It hasn't been photoshopped and re-released.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We found a rare artifact on the internet where
of her old face.
Yeah. Which is still gorgeous, mind you.
Yeah. So this one is a little more formal. Everyone is in white outfits, and it seems that Kendall has just been born.
Yeah, and also noticeably absent, Brody.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Just an interesting thing.
That is
Courtney looks very chic.
Yeah, she does.
And cute.
And everyone's, again, in all white.
And the Santa. Who's the Santa?
I don't know who the Santa is.
Again. It's like they need Santa in there to just confirm that it's for Christmas.
Yeah, because otherwise it would just be like a weird, almost Mormon family photo.
Exactly.
This one, I feel like there's tension. I'm just getting tension from, what are you getting? What's your intuition? What are the mushrooms saying?
My mushrooms are telling me. The two on the upper right, I'm so mad at myself that I don't remember their names. They do not want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're so annoyed. And everyone else is just grinning and bearing it, which is, I guess, what you do in a Christmas card.
Yeah, it's like there's always a terrorist at foot somewhere.
Chris is like, smile and just look happy, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Even Chris looks stressed.
Yeah, no, this is raising my stress levels just looking at it. We have to move on.
We have to move on.
2001 is... They're at Dad's house.
Yeah.
With his new wife. It's Robert Sr., may he rest, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Rob, doing a staircase bit.
A staircase zigzag. it's an interesting staging, but I like it. And I love that Rob and Robert Sr. are wearing matching blazers.
No, it's really sweet. Cute. Again, Kim would be so mad at this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, although more blurry, definitely proves that plastic surgery has been a
But effect. I will say part of doing these celebrity gifting suites, and we also did a lot of event opening for things, and STK was one of our clients mm-hmm. back in the day, and they owned this now shockingly defunct night supper club / bar called One Sunset. Do you remember that spot?
No. Where was it on Sunset?
It's kind of right down the way from where Soho House is now.
Okay.
But on that kind of office building-y.
Would it be where Boa is now?
Path. It's further east.
Okay.
On the same side of the street. And Kim came to the opening of One Sunset. And it was I was tasked with walking them to the tables. Guys, I was so good at walking people. It was they were Elizabeth will do it.
It's a great, you would give great guide energy.
Oh, thank you.
And welcoming and efficient and professional.
Thank you so much.
But also warm, but not overly familiar.
But also not trying to connect. So no. People were And so I remember turning around and Kim is just a little, we're both on the shorter side as mm-hmm. women, so we were locked eyes, and I remember just thinking, holy shit, she's gorgeous. And this is season one. This was before a lot of the mm-hmm. I guess they were filming season two at the time. She was stunning in person in a way that I was not prepared for.
Yeah,
just a fun tidbit. I just felt the need to put that in as we
I like that
are going through these very in-depth reviews. 2003 has us, we've got Kylie, Kendall, Chloe, Kim, Chris with her dangly earrings, Robert with his earrings, and Caitlin and Courtney.
This is where things got a little bit more photo shooty.
Yeah.
You can tell they're getting into this is the core family. This is this is where we move forward. These are the stars,
yeah.
The big name players. And
we're pitching a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then
how is this 2003? When did the Keeping Up with the Kardashians come out?
I want to say it came out in 2007. That does not look like it's 2003 to me.
No, that this really doesn't look Cosmo. Like 2003. Because those girls, the younger ones, would have
it does not track. Yeah. This is we're
interesting.
Okay.
I'm disappointed. Let's say that.
Where's the integrity? Okay, now we have 2008.
This is people slimmed down and worked out to get
this is when the show got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
The show was flying. Ryan Seacrest brought his cameras over and they were we've got a program.
Courtney is serving, she's kind of out glamming everyone.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kylie up the ladder, doing some ladder work, which mm-hmm. I like. Chris, it's her show.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that both Kim and Chris are this is my show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think therein lies the plot for much of the 20,000 seasons.
Yeah.
Caitlin looking dapper. They don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise,
dapper
surprise.
And uncomfortable.
Kendall just not yet ready to come out of her cocoon as a model, but I think she crushes as a model. I think she does a great job.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's fun to see what lies ahead.
It's interesting to see how awkward some people, Chloe hasn't super learned her own body. It's clear that she's not feeling herself
right.
quite yet compared to how she is now, where she's literally just serving a photo shoot with
every
week
there's
a new
way.
Photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is cute. I like the color concept. They're going for red. There's no Santas. There's nothing here other than just red and it's Christmas.
Imagine if you're a friend of the Kardashians and you get their Christmas card in the mail up until now, you've been like, oh, it's the Kardashian family's Christmas card. Cute. Like, that's so sweet and cute. And then 2008, the Christmas card hits your inbox and you're like,
Badow.
Holy shit. You're like, wow, things are happening
here.
This
is when they got into glam.
Mm-hmm. The next year, it's a crazy year. Things were really busy and they just went with a wedding photo from Khloé's union to Lamar.
Yeah. So we have Courtney, who's pregnant for the first time with Mason.
Oh my God.
We've got Ryan Seacrest is in this photo.
Whoa. Wow. Oh my God.
Daddy Seacrest. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kim, who still is like, this is my show, even though this is Khloé's wedding.
Yeah. Lamb is happy to be there. Oh, yeah. I really loved them when they were first together. I know, thought they were going to really last sweet. Forever.
Lamb.
Lammy.
Ugh. Kendall's, she's thinking about modeling. You can see it in her
she's
eyes.
She's going, I'll smize. Mm-hmm. Let me just try it out.
Mm.
And then we go to 2010, which this is when things got... The family is starting to expand.
This is when like Photoshop got heavily into the mix of like the Christmas cards. And it was now there's production value
and
behind it.
Scott is in the mix.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Wow. True.
Because now he's the baby daddy and Chris has to accept him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she cannot stand him.
Totes.
Because he put the dollar bill in the waiter's mouth in Las Vegas, you guys.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Trash behavior.
Yeah, trash behavior. Khloé and Lamb looking great.
Looking great.
I would argue that like, when did the Chris Humphreys wedding happen? 2011, 2010?
Really?
Kim, it seems from this photo, and I'm just going to say my thoughts, is that like Chris has aligned herself now with Khloé is like the primary moneymaker.
Right.
And being like, you guys are my right hand people, Khloé and Lamb, like, it's all about you. You're at the top of the staircase. Kim, please step to the side.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. I like that Courtney, Scott, and Mason get their own little area because it was like they are a special unit. They are family. But the rest of these kids, like, you're down here and you've got to figure it out. You're going to have to get off your asses and work because you're not really
doing
it. You know
who no one pays attention to at this point in the game? Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
She's just off to the side.
But I'm going to say that Kylie has a really incredible outfit going on
here.
She does. And you can already see her style and her like sensibility coming through.
Kylie has always had, she's always had a knack for being up on the trends. She had it innately more so than any of these women. And no one paid attention to her until she got her lips. And let's be honest, she did her nose at the same time.
Oh, yeah. But there was
which
a variety
of things. Which I think is great. I'm not knocking it, but like, let's be real with how this system works.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it, whatever it is, but until you conform to what is deemed the standard of beauty, you're not going to be able to play.
Yeah.
And that is what we've seen happen recently with Khloé. She wasn't accepted into the fashion who's who of it all until she lost all that weight. And it is, I think, just like as amateur social anthropologists, we all just need to look at this and go, wait a second. I don't like this. We have to call it out because it's icky.
Yeah. And there is like beauty privilege is a real thing. Like even just having access to the things that you have to do in order to be considered by the system to fall within the societal norms of what beauty is like you're already 10 steps ahead of many people that can't even afford that.
That's
so like
right.
Even if you are not born with the traditionally beautiful nose but you can afford to get plastic surgery, like you're still, that's like a higher privilege than someone who isn't.
Exactly.
But do you remember Kylie's Tumblr?
Yes, she was Tumblr girl aesthetic in a way that like few people could be. She had, that's a fascinating study of the come up of Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually find her quite enjoyable on the show. I think in spite of everything she's been through, just like the warped experience of growing up in the public eye that way, and then the fact that she can be like enjoyable on camera is a feat within itself.
How is she more mature than I am?
Beats me.
She literally is like wise beyond her years.
She's got kids.
I know.
And I are both like, we've got dogs.
No.
Because she has an airline to deal with, all right?
Yeah.
Good for her.
2011, Chloe and Lamar.
They're bringing the glam.
Yeah. Chloe and Lamar still stealing the show.
Front and center. Rob is still in the game. We've got Kendall and Kylie are serving Kendall and Kylie collection. Like, mm-hmm. they are auditioning for their brand right now. They're yeah. like, look what we can do.
This is like pack
Mama,
son.
Look what we can do for you.
Yeah. We have just pair us together. We'll do it even though we don't get along most
exactly.
of the time.
Exactly. Who is it?
Court.
Court and Scott and Mace.
Still off to the side doing their thing. They're fine. I feel badly for Robert Jr. because he just is on the fringes getting pushed and pushed and
the
pushed
problem
to the edge.
For him is that he's not as like Chris doesn't know what to do with him. She doesn't know how to market it.
And I think he doesn't want this as bad as the other people.
He wants nothing to do with it. And that is so obvious. He kind of dips his toe and is like, oh, I can play this game. And then I think that his soul just like isn't made. He's not cut out for it. Not cut out for it with a K.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the losing his dad was like such a devastation. Because being the only boy in yeah. a family of women and like it's so important to have your dad anyways, but like to have that kind of bond or touchstone. And that's not to say like Caitlin wasn't that for him, like stepped in and became that touchstone a little bit. But like, I think that was like a huge
It was a
loss.
Huge blow. And I think it's sad. I almost am like, I don't have anything to say about it because it just, you watch it almost happen in real time with the camera, like the fame and then the decline.
Wow.
Tale as old as time.
2012.
This is a promo shoot for Keeping Up.
This is like a party photo. Who's the person taking these photos? Because their signature is from 2010, 11, and 12. There's one person that's like taking these photos.
Yeah.
And I can't make out what the signature is, but it's like it's an ordeal. It's an event.
It's a thing.
Guys, Mercy. Mercy has made an appearance.
The fact that you and I
think about Mercy all the time.
What happened to Mercy?
Gone too soon. Truly one of the biggest losses I've ever experienced as a Kardashian fan was Mercy the kitten. Who was not long for this world. I think she had like a bad feline. I think she's like a purebred kitten of some yeah. sort. And then had like a bad feline sickness or something and just died.
So they say.
I know. Remember that like how every Kardashian pet like came into the mix and then disappeared yeah. pretty quickly. But now
sure
they
do.
Seem to have like either just stopped covering pets entirely. Because they know the turnover rate is so high and they like can't
so
have
high.
That fuck with the brand.
The only one that really stuck around was Gabbana. May he rest.
Gabbana and Kendall's dog Pyro
right.
is now heavily in the mix. Side note, I feel like Kendall is the most well-adjusted one of all of them. And that's why everyone's like, she's so boring. But I was like, Kendall low-key has the best life.
I like Kendall. I think she's great. I think she has the best style of all the sisters.
Kim Kardashian's cat Mercy dead. Reality star's kitten dies from cancer-like virus in December of 2012.
So wow.
right before this Christmas, right after this Christmas
whoa,
card.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, cancer-like virus
this is the
often
last
associated
public record
with
of Mercy right here.
A teacup Persian.
I love this one. I love this. This is my favorite one so far. Note to anybody doing Midas, stop. Oh, he wants the bone. There mm-hmm. you go, baby. Note to anybody looking for inspo. Look to the 2012 Kardashian clan for it's like delightful. It's festive. It's non-denominational.
Yeah, I like that it's non-denominational. That's my favorite thing about it because it's more like a New Year's
yeah,
card.
Exactly. I love it.
Kim was allergic to cats, so she gave Mercy to Chloe's assistant at the time, Sydney. Sydney's boyfriend called her. Mercy was 4 months old and said, like, Mercy is dead. And then Kim, they had to put her down because, or they, she was really sick. They had to put the cat down because of this virus. And Kim wrote, "It broke not only my heart that little Mercy died at only 4 months old, but Sydney's too. Mercy was a gentle and loving kitten, and we are all going to miss her so much."
Was this on Kim's blog?
Probably.
I used to love when she did straight from the heart blog posts for KimKardashian.com.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, I miss Mercy.
May wow. she rest.
May she rest in peace. Side note also,
yeah.
did we mention that Penelope was in the 2012?
Oh, no, we didn't. We have to.
Yeah.
So we've got the addition of Penelope, which Penelope's a star.
Mm-hmm.
I follow her TikToks.
She's cool.
And I love her POV.
Yeah.
I just do.
I got to follow her on TikTok.
I actually, like, I don't follow. I follow, like, I see what's up, but I don't follow. Her and Courtney have, like, a joint account.
Okay.
Like a Court and P situation.
Okay.
She, I think Kylie needs to watch out for that young Penelope.
Mm-hmm. I would want to be friends with Penelope and North if I were a kid.
Yeah.
I'd want to be in with them.
Yeah, that would be the crew to roll with.
Penelope,
for sure.
North, Jessica Simpson's daughter, and me.
Yeah.
But child version of me, not adult. Not adult
version.
I think
you could hang now. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, we could have a lot to talk about. Okay.
So, guys, 2013 rolls around and David LaChapelle is in the mix. He is ready to take the Kardashian Christmas card tradition and just turn it on its head, elevate this shit to like the next fucking level. To the point where it was met with a lot of controversy within the Kardashian clan.
Mm-hmm.
Because the plan was not only to not have the kids in the room due to it being a fire hazard on the set, but he wanted no men. And at this time, Khloe and Lamar were just ending things.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and Courtney were not in a good place. But really, when were they? And Kim had just had North.
Kim's risen to the top again. It was allegedly her idea to have David. The production company of Keeping Up with the Kardashians paid for the whole thing, which cost $250,000.
What?
Mm-hmm.
This is a hot fact. There's no denomination here. Unless you're praying to the God of money.
I'm obsessed with this fact, which is when David LaChapelle decided only women can be in it, Kris Jenner loved the scheme. Rob and Scott didn't care about being on the card. And it says in this article, Kendall felt bad for her father, Bruce.
Yeah. So it's giving like a post-apocalyptic scene.
Mm-hmm.
There's money. There is tabloids. There are basically street art of Kim. It's like huge pictures of Kim and tiny pictures of Caitlyn as an Olympian, which I think is so fascinating. Like it is, there is some depth to what David LaChapelle is trying to communicate. And it is pop culture trash will always be fruitful.
Yeah. This also, like, there's so much. I wish we had an HD, like, photo of this because it's really hard just on the internet to, like, see what all is happening here.
This entire thing is on the nose. It is truly the end of times. And
this
the Kardashians
incredible.
Are...
The kids ended up in it.
Serving. The kids ended up in it. And the Kardashians are reigning supreme. This is a premonition.
This is major.
It's bleak and fantastic all at once.
This is in Kim's Honey Blonde era. That's why I didn't really understand.
Which I realized, here's my theory with Kim going blonde. Every time she does that, she's had a procedure and mm-hmm. she's trying to trick our eyes.
Yeah.
Which I think that's is like a smart way to do it.
Yeah. That's like the classic, I think, Hollywood tactic is when you do a face changing thing, you change your hair at the same time. throw people off the scent.
That's right. That's why my hair is darker right now.
This is my favorite card of them all.
Yes. Oh, this one, 2013, or are we moving on?
2013. Oh. I like the David LaChapelle. I love like a high production value. Give him the old razzle dazzle.
You gotta have a gimmick. Mm-hmm. And this all of a sudden was like they came to fucking play.
Yeah. It's undeniable at this point.
And then 2015 comes because you can't top 2013.
No, you have to take a couple years off.
Yeah.
You can't do that every year. It's like it loses its
And it
importance.
Brings us back to where we started in 1987, where it's just the kids.
Just kids.
So we have got Northy, we've got Penelope, we've got Mason and
Rain.
Rain, that's right.
Wow.
And it's really sweet.
It's really sweet. They're just wearing all black. They're all so cute. And that's what you want to see. It feels cozy and it's like a simple Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. The next year.
This one I remember was because they did a whole reveal. It was like the 25 days of Christmas and for or whatever, however many days, it was like a new shot. And they filmed it all on a soundstage that's all white. And they went for classic Americana, denim and white tees.
There was drama about this card too, right?
It was hard to get them all on the same page scheduling wise, which at this point, this is a full brood.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Kim has...
MJ is here.
MJ's here. Ugh. Kim has North.
I love MJ.
I love MJ
Mary
too.
Mary Jo.
She has a really good life, I would say.
Yeah, she did great. She came out on top for sure. So we have North, Saint, Penelope, Mason, Rain. Wow, they've expanded. We've got Chris, Kim, Chloe, no men.
Is that Chloe's daughter? Is that true?
No, I think that...
Or is that Shy?
I don't think True is here yet.
Okay. Wow.
We've got a very visibly superimposed Kendall to the far right.
Mm-hmm.
She was on a... It didn't work with her modeling schedule to do it with the whole family. So they put her in front of a Christmas tree looking high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love this. I love the concept. I loved the rollout. I think that it just, they knew what we wanted.
Yeah. And I like a jeans and white t-shirts is always very chic.
So 2017 wins. I give it an A. Then we have 2018. This is when True has joined.
Mm-hmm.
This is, the family is big.
Oh, it's just the childbearing women.
Oh, there was no Kylie.
No Kylie, no
Sorry,
Kendall.
I have to go back to 2017.
No, Kendall.
There was no Kylie in 2017.
Mm-mm.
Because
she
was
pregnant.
And it was a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's 2018. We have True and Stormy. Stormy.
Oh.
We're rising and shining for the whole clan. There's no Chris.
No Chris. It's just
the girls with their babies. Is Dream in this one? Yep. Dream is with Mason.
Oh, cute. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot too.
This is great.
Chloe's inexplicably wearing a crown, which I would have said, let's lose the crown.
But that's how we know it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. True.
But I will say their photoshoppers went to work here. Mm-hmm. I actually would argue that they never were in the same place for this one.
No,
none
yeah.
of them. And if they were, they were like, let's find photos of where we looked best and put those heads on those bodies.
Yeah, they're definitely taking pictures with their kids and then having a photoshopper put them all together.
Yeah, which is great. It works. They're taking advantage of the technology of the time. And they're all looking so glam, which you have to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Glam.
Glam. Smash cut to 2019. There's no Kardashian family Christmas card, but it's the West family Christmas card on the staircase.
Kim looks miserable.
Kim looks miserable. One of the first comments on the Instagram post is a woman that says, "Kim, you look unhappy/tired, but the kids look great. That's what matters most." Damn.
Yeah, the look on Kim's face is literally help.
Yeah. They're wearing sweats. It's very like Yeezy. All the kids look incredible. I mean, Kim looks gorgeous. Kanye looks handsome. Everyone's looking amazing, but there's tension, and I'm feeling like
you can cut it with a knife. I'm feeling
scared at the family tension. Yeah.
And then cut to 2021.
Skims
ad. It's a Skims ad. They know what we want. We want to be sold something.
2021 comes around. Kim says, "I fucking hate Courtney. I'm not having her in the Skims ad, but I do love Chloe and I love my mom and I love my kids. So they're going to be in the Skims ad."
Courtney didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
She was unsubscribing.
She said, "I'm not letting you use my kids to sell your loungewear. Thank you very much. And fuck off." And then Kim said, "Well, I'll handle this on my own."
Yeah. Kim got up her fucking ass
and worked.
Took charge. And honestly, these are great. Mm-hmm. I want to be cozy like this. If I hadn't found the dupe on Amazon, I would have bought this. But the thing about fabric like this, it doesn't hold up well.
No.
So you're paying a premium for the Skims name on it. It's like you can find it elsewhere. But I think Chris looks amazing.
Chris looks incredible. Kim has had something has happened between last year's card and this year's card. I think it's like an eye procedure of some sort.
But see, you never know if it's the Photoshop or if it's IRL.
Yeah, but her hair is looking
beautiful.
Stunning.
Do you think Kim's going to stick with the blonde? But the time of this recording, everybody, just to timestamp it, Kim is...
She's still blonde.
Still blonde with doing a heavy root.
I love her blonde and heavy root. I hope it sticks around for a while.
Me too. My wish for the holidays, that we get a brunette Kim.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Feels right for winter.
Yeah. What a haul.
What a haul.
I loved this one.
I love this one too.
I gotta say.
I'm inspired also to do a Christmas card. And I'm gonna do one this year.
Okay. You know, last year I painted a photo of Midas with a Christmas Santa hat. And at the time, I was told that should be a Christmas card next year. So maybe I do that.
That's really cute.
Little Mighty?
Little Mighty. Midas, and I know.
This was Midas's first recording with Two Niche.
He did a great job.
He chills.
I have to say, like he chills and he conforms in such a way. I'm really impressed by his professional behavior. God.
Well, that means a lot. That means a lot. As his stage mom, as his momager, mm-hmm. as the Kris Jenner to the Midas, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think of like a watercolor of him at Christmas is a really cute card. Cheek. I want like a full photo shoot with
Tony.
Yeah,
you need that.
Yeah.
You need a 2012 Kardashian era card with him.
I wish glamour shots was still a thing because I would totally.
I think it is.
I don't think there's one in California, like nearby.
You're like, according to my cursory
I've looked really recently because I was like, I would just go there all the time.
I got some ideas for you.
Okay, cool.
Guys, are you going to be doing a Christmas card this year? Can we see it?
Yeah.
Send it our way.
Send it our way. Tag us and let us know.
Yes.
Bye.
Until next time. Two Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_2niche.